Retired Anchorage detective Glenn Klinkhardt has written a true crime memoir called Finding Bethany. The story reveals the years of work it took Klinkhardt and others within APD to find the killer of Bethany Carrera, a young woman from Talkeetna who had moved to Anchorage for college and in 2003 was murdered by Michael Lawson, the man who managed the apartment building where she lived. Klinkhardt says he also wanted to tell the stories of the dedicated people who helped solve the case in big and small ways.
And I was very fortunate that I would catch some of them, and sometimes I would put them in the back of my head. And ultimately, at the end of the day, when I finally said, I think I would like to put some of this down, people would say, this would make an interesting book. I said, these are the things I want to say. I don't want to just have the blood and the guts. I want to put these things in. Some of them are as short as a paragraph. You'll meet somebody in my book, and I will talk about them. And yet that paragraph, what they did beyond, it was my job to solve it. It wasn't their job to do this or to see this or to put themselves out for this reason. Those are the people that deserve for people to know about. And you never hear about them. They're not going to make the news. They're not going to be on TV. A lot of them never even wanted their story told. So I had to approach them and ask them. Those are the things that I think people will be surprised. People are going to pick this up because it's a true crime book. I think when they're done with it, if you look back, I hope that they're going to say, that's just an amazing story, and what amazing people.
This story is not just about Bethany Carrera and her murder. It's also a very personal story about your own family history. Tell us about how those two stories are intertwined in Finding Bethany.
Every story starts somewhere, and for me, the story started when I was 15 years old and living here in Anchorage. Having a brother and a sister, mom and dad, living on lower upper hillside area. And for me, it began when my family, including myself, went on an Easter holiday down to Kenai to see my grandparents. My sister stayed behind because she had a job that weekend. And ultimately, by the end of the weekend, we had gotten a phone call and we had been sent back to the house because she had been murdered in the house. And she hadn't just been murdered. It turned out she had been sexually assaulted. The house was set on fire. And that starts the entire process. And for me, it was one of those moments that you'll never forget. And having to write it, for me, was really interesting to kind of go back to being a 15-year-old boy and having to see the water running down my driveway, smelling that smell of the smoke, and even being treated somewhat poorly by law enforcement. At the time, it seemed like it was a big deal, then it became nothing, and then later when I became a detective and I had to sit down and talk to a family, I made sure that I treated them differently than the way I was treated and the way that I found out. So that instance affected me, the ripples from that affected me for the rest of my life, and that's really where the journey starts. And at the same time, I also put into the book other cases of other people that maybe weren't a young woman from Talkeetna, but was, say, Cindy Henry, a street person, a Native woman who, you know, those of us who worked on the street in patrol, we all knew Cindy. And Cindy was not perfect. Cindy had a very hard life. But I also wanted readers to know that the men and women of the Anchorage Police Department worked just as diligently on Cindy's case as we did on Bethany's.
When I read the earlier version of your book, one of the things that really struck me is how hard it truly is to be able to solve a case such as this one, where it took years and a whole lot of different ways of looking at things and coming back to things. It's no half-hour CSI program, the real life of detective work.
I wanted people to look at, there isn't a time limit. We don't sit there and go, Glenn, you got an hour to solve this. I wanted people to understand that these things are what they are. And some cases get solved relatively quickly, and by relative, sometimes 24 hours, but then there's still a lot of work to be done. And some of them last and take years, and there's reason for it. The other thing I wanted people to see is that although my name's on the cover, and yes, it is a memoir, I wanted people to see that especially the way that we in law enforcement, the Anchorage Police Department, do the cases is that it's not about me. We have a case detective who kind of oversees it, But we also have five or six detectives who work together, and it's like a dance. And when there's a murder, there's a homicide, we all come out. We all take a job, and it rotates. But I wanted people to see that it's a team effort. And there's some advantages and reasons to doing it that way. And one of the ones I think is really important is that when you have different people made up of different backgrounds and different cultures, it's really important to have those differences so you don't get tunnel vision. At the same time, these cases are ones that it isn't just about finding the person who did it. Oftentimes, it's about finding who didn't do it. It's about eliminating suspects. Because at the end of the day, what's your job is to be a neutral, objective fact finder, and you got to find those facts. And whatever you have to do legally to find them, and even if it means being creative, that's what you do. And all of this, of course, takes time.
Glenn Klinkhardt's new book, Finding Bethany, is available now. Links are at our website, alaskapublic.org.